Okay, today's daf is Daf Gimel, and week two for left off. So Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hadin b'shlosha u'pshara b'shnayim. When you do a din, when you need a beit din of shalosh, three judges, as we've been explaining, that's the unless of course people accept upon themselves to to by one, but generally it has to be beit din of three. When it comes to pshara, that can be done even with two. That's why Ziyavhe koach ha'par mi koach ha'pshara mi koach hadin. Meaning that you see the koach, the power of a pshara is much more powerful than a din, in the sense that what? That shishnaim shepishru ain't, sorry, should say again. Shishnaim shedanu yicholim lachzor behem. If two judges try to judge, well, you could, that's not binding. You could chozer on that. Whereas if shnaim shepishru ain't yicholim lachzor, once they agree to a pshara, a compromise by two with in front of two, then that's what is binding. That's the compromise. That's what's locked in. Okay, that closes off the sugya of pshara and things like that, which I probably should have done last year. Now the Gemara gets onto the case of a ones and a mafate. These are various knas. So the Gemara now says the nara morsav. It's not really ones and knas. We're dealing with a case in the Mishnah of Motzi Shemra. We saw the debate in the Mishnah of Motzi Shemra regarding is that done in front of three that was positioned already mayor, or is it done in front of a baby of 23? And we didn't really explain a lot of detail why that was, but the Gemara is going to elaborate now. You've got a machlok at Rav Manna and Rabbi Yossi Barbun, you'll see in a moment, that regarding what the debate's actually about. We're going to explain it like the Korban Eidah, the different Mepharshim explain it differently. So it says as follows. Rav Manna says, Benara Murasa Pligi. We're dealing with a case where it was just a Nara Murasa, meaning not a classic case of Motzi Shemra. I'll explain what I mean in a moment. That's when Rav Meir says, Mafseda Ktubat B'Shlosha, and then niskele b'23, and Chachamim says no, niskele sham mafsedek tubata. So I'll read the Korban Eidah here. He says as follows: Now it's a motzi shemra da minti lav motzi b'shemra da kra. We're not talking about classic motzi shemra. Classic motzi shemra is the husband says that I'm not matzati b'tchabitulim. He comes to the father, says that your daughter wasn't betula, and I have witnesses. We'll see up to that in a moment. To the extent that she had an affair during the engagement period, okay. That will bring it to be executed, and also obviously there's a ketubah. There's a certain amount to it. Now, if the husband, if you recall, comes up and actually, it's not the husband, the father brings witness to show that they were edim zomim and showed the husband was wrong, then those original witnesses that tried to effectively kill this kala, if you like, the woman, they get a reciprocal punishment, they're killed, and the husband has to pay a knas, a particular fine. And that's a classic case of Moshe Shemra in the Torah. However, here we're not talking about that, he says, in our Mishnah. In other words, Motzi has got witnesses. That the husband brought witnesses that she had an affair. Well, as we explained, during the Kiddushin period, betrothal period, that would be defined as an affair. Because he says, because if it was that case of Motzi Shemra, then even Reb Meir would agree you'd have to find a beit din of 23 because they're coming to kill her. So therefore, Ella Matniti Irish Sheino Bala Hargao, he's not coming to kill her. Ella Shein, he says, I don't have any witnesses. Ella Shein Zintatafta, but no Bala of Sidakto, but all that he's interested in is, well, she said she was a Betula and she's not a Betula, so she's going to lose a Ketubah as a result. He's interested in financial matters, not which we're interested. He has no witnesses to actually execute her. That's where Rimer says, Kevandachshav in Kan Eidur, since that there's no capital component to it, it's just monetary. So it's a monetary case. Beside there, flood of free witnesses. Because you and however, if eventually other witnesses come along, okay, then we'll take it to the higher capital court, if you like, of 23. However, Chachamim says, no, you better start in a Beit Din of 23. Why? Next, skip a carbonator. He says, the Chashinan Shema Keshiatza call, if this becomes once. It's a more public, it's taken to a. We're concerned that might what happen is Aiden will come along and say, yeah, we know about it. It might prompt witnesses, so therefore you start a beit din of 23 because this could evolve very quickly to be a capital case. Okay? That's effectively what how he understands the debate in the Mishnah of Reb Ramana. In other words, Reb Ramana says once again, it seems that the husband it doesn't have any witnesses, he's not claiming he has witnesses to say this, he's calafically. And an affair, and therefore, according to Remy, it's pure monetary case. Whereas, where Chachamim are concerned that no, this could very quickly evolve into be a capital case, you'd better start in the 1823. However, if it's Aval Motzi Shemra, in a case of Motzi Shemra, the Baal that the husband says, "Look, I've got Edim," well, this it's a what's the subject now of what's the matter at hand? The matter at hand now is one of a capital case, so therefore, everyone will agree Everyone agrees that it has to be done in the Beit Din 3. In other words, Makom Sha'idim Niskalim, Shama Beit Din Loker, Habal Loker, and Otem Me'asela. That's where everything's going to play out. Okay? That's one way of explaining the debate. Okay? In other words, or Ramana's understanding of the debate, which is, just to explain, is that Machlok in the Mishnah is when the husband's just coming regarding the financial matter. He's got no witnesses. If he says he's got witnesses, then everyone agrees you go straight to a Beit Din of 23. However, just show you another pshat. The Lishna Acharina, the Korban Eri, brings another pshat in the whole sugya. He says, "Benam Rosa Pligi Ming Shabab." The first, in other words, where's the debate that Sha'amar Habala Ve'edim Shezim Tatachtav? That's where he says, "I have witnesses." And therefore, you get 23. But lo matzah edim v'alchulayim, and they tried to get, they got a whole Beit Din of 23 together, and the husband didn't have any witnesses in the end. So therefore, halchulachem. The Amar, and therefore Anna Donnelly loves it. And then he says, okay, fine, oh, I didn't get my witnesses, so let me at least deal with the monetary aspect. So Rav Meir Amar B'Shloshah V'Chaim Nafashot. So the other way of explaining it, though, is completely different. Is that it could even be saying the debate, according to Bezit, is where the husband said, look, I've got witnesses. So everyone shows up because Beit Din 23, and they said to him, look, where's the witnesses? And he says, I couldn't find them in the end. Okay, so according to Rav Meir says, well, literally, Beit Din of 23, we'll just deal with the financial matter now that you're contesting the ketubah. Whereas Chachamim say, well, we've gathered together the 23, well, let's continue the matter here. However, what's the however? Ava b'motzi shemra, meaning, k'shavar hevi ha-ba'al edin. When the husband has already bought edin. She's in Tavata, and now the father's coming along and countering it with Edim Lazimam. Because both Kitot, both the husband's witnesses are trying to kill her, and the father's witnesses are trying to kill the Edim. Well, that's all matters of murder going on. It's capital, Mikan, it's going to be a capital issue. So, Livrakolaf Knas Umalkut Dabal, therefore the Knas and the Malkut, meaning, because the husband also gets Malkut, by the way, it's not just to get the husband to pay a fine, but the Baal would also be done in the Beit Din of 23. Okay, so that's two ways to understand the debate. Sorry, two ways to understand Reb Manna's understanding of the debate. Can I just say it one more time, just to summary? First way of understanding it is that when's the debate in the Mishnah? When it's purely financial, nothing to do with it. However, if the husband says, I've got witnesses, we're going to kill, I've got witnesses, then it goes Beit Din, everyone agrees. Second way of understanding is no. We're talking about it. When do we say, when is the machloket? When he started out saying, I've got witnesses, but then he showed up empty-handed. So do we continue with 23 or do we go three just because it's only a financial matter now? Well, that's a debate. However, the whole way, if it's dealing mamash now, the witnesses have come and testified, and the father's bringing witnesses, well, that's a different story altogether. That's everyone agrees 23. Okay, fine. However, so those two ways under Ramana. Have a Amar le Rav Yossi Barbun? No. Hentanita palga atavat palga. Says, you said machlokes banara mursa, but not what? But not by actual motzi shemra. How we understand motzi shemra is. But the Mishnah says otherwise. The Mishnah says machlokes is by motzi shemra, not by mursa. If you invented machlok and you just regarded that machloket. So therefore, el ba motzi shemra pligi, the case of motzi shemra, whichever way you want to understand it, like we explained it above, meaning the more close to capital situation, that's where Pligi Rebbe Meir, that's Machloki, Rebbe Meir Omer says, Bala Lokea, the husband would get Malkus for Notem Me'asayim. We can deal with that matter separately, importantly, with three witnesses, three Dayanim, sorry, Niskalim, but the actual false witnesses that the husband brought, they'll be treated differently, important to understand this, by Beit Din 23. Rabbanan says, no, let's do it all together. Meaning, Rabbanan Mari Makom She'edim Niskalim Sham Haba'al Lokeh V'Noten Me'asela. Okay? In other words, his understanding is the debate is when it's a classic Mamash case of Motzi Shemra, where we're going to be killing people, yes, Beit Din 23, but still Rebbe Meir says the monetary Malkus component, we look at it separately, and that can be dealt with. In other words, how we relate to the husband who's invented this whole thing and getting into trouble as a result, that will be dealt with separately, Beit Din of 3. As opposed to, we can split the debate, the din in two. However, Na'ara Morasa, if it's just Na'ara Morasa, if you want to explain it the first way, explain it before, Na'ara Morasa, meaning if the husband's just contesting the ketubah, nothing related to a capital component, then Kolam that would be, change the gerusa here, according to the Korban Eda, it would be B'Shlosha, it would be three. Okay. And that says, "Va'atir Rav Manak." Again, a Girsa Chayanchia, Karebi Avahu, and Rabbi Yossi Karebi Zeira. Now, why is that? That is because, if you remember, in a nutshell, Rav Mana's understanding of the case of Motzi Shemra is everyone agreed it has to be Beit HaTwenty-Three, all components of it. Okay? Whereas, according to Rabbi Yossi Barabun's understanding of the debate, he says, no, that's where the debate is, whether you can sort of split the two components, the financial component, the capital component, or not. That's what the machloket. So that discussion of whether you view it as one din or two cases, that's actually, we saw back in the second Ketubah, a debate between Rabbi Avahu and Rabbi Zeira. If you have a look, it says, "The Arsim Ketubah." This is now the Korban Eda. Rabbi Zeira saw a skill of Malkut v'knas shnei dinim. We deal with them separately, whereas Rabbi Avahu says it's din echad. So that feels very nicely then. Because once again, according to, again, Rabbi Mana's understanding, that everyone agrees if it's a mamash capital offense, like if the matter is coming to a head mamash in a capital way, then everyone agrees it's based on a 23. Regarding all matters, he must understand the din echad. That's why we said Rabbi Avahu was like Rav Mana. However, Yossi Barabun that says actually that's exactly where the machloket is that's where the debate is. That he must hold that it's two different dinim. That's where Meir says, well, we still deal with them separately. And Chachamim say, no, ho'il, since we're already starting with 23, we may as well deal with the husband's knas and his malkut with 23 as well. Okay, let's continue. Now, Rabbi Val Sha'al, Shor Niskal Kribi Meir, Mao Shi'itena Kesef Peshav Yisakel Besrim Beshalosh. So the question is, when it comes to Shor Niskal, so here, I'll read the comment. Says, the Amar. It says, "The Amar Namu Rasa Hifsada Ketubah Beshlosha, Af Agav Yesh Badine Nefashot." We've seen that according to Rebbe Meir, you can mafsid the Ketubah with three, even though there's a Dine Nefashot component. Imken Af Mamon Deshor Niskal, Dahenu Kofer. The Kofer has to be paid because we have, if you like, a capital component in the sense that now Shor Niskal is a Shor, an ox that killed someone. Okay, the ox is killed. That's a capital component, if you like. And that's done in front of 23. But there's also a monetary component, the kofer, the payment that the owner has to pay, the kofer, as we say, kofer shor talav, literally the ransom, but that's what's to be paid. Would he also split the two? Or dilma din echad hu af hamamon the 23, chaf gimel, esri b'shalosh, kamotzi shemra. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Yossi Barbun, once again, this is the original episode, the second shita we saw. Shor Niskal kolo mamon. The whole thing of Shor Niskal is mamon, actually. The gzerata katuv, the gzerata katuv is actually that the ox has to be killed. So what does that mean? I'll look again, Komana says, Misfara ein chiyuv el al abayim shishalmu hakofer. That really, in the case of a person's property, an ox killing another person, it should be the chiyuv of misfar should only be that the owner has to pay the full whatever the compensation is, a monetary thing. And why should you kill the ox? It's not about us. Why should you execute it? So really, misfar, the whole thing should be monetary. Ela happens to be it's a gzeira katuv that it's yisakel should be killed. So vaday shnei dinin hem. So therefore, clearly they're considered two dinin. So that's one way of explaining it. Since it's purely mammon, you've got extra knas regarding the shor. See, I would have jumped to a different conclusion actually at this stage. Is that the first way of understanding is, and therefore, since it's a separate knas that's applied to the ox, we deal with it separately. That's what he says he's saying. However, he says, Lishnach, I'll give you another understanding. No, he says, Af mita tabema enu ela mammon. It says, no, the mita be'ma is also considered, it's not considered a capital thing at all. It's actually din by mammon. Shemafsidim mammon ba'balin, because you end up as a result causing a loss to the owner of the ox. His money's being lost, if you like. Ve'ein tzarech, therefore, you only need three. You should only need three. Ela gzerat hakatuv, it is gzerat hakatuv, which is tzikav, but nonetheless, it seems to be gzerat hakatuv that you nonetheless need 23 to execute this ox. Therefore, when it comes to the kofer, you shouldn't be machmir or tell mishlosha. So again, I'll explain the two ways of understanding it. The first way of understanding it that he explains is really misfara. It's only showing the mammon component ox should be left aside on its own. But the Torah is machmir to say exeret. Oh, we need to execute it now. So therefore, this is like a separate din applying to the ox. So therefore, it's two different din. That's one way of explaining it. The second way of explaining it is really. The ox is execution, if you like, is not really like a chiyuv, it's not like it's not really like a capital punishment one would give to a human being. It's kind of similar to the first way. It's really a mammon. The whole thing's really mammon. It's not even a kanas. The whole thing's mammon. It really should be. It's almost considered part of the monetary compensation we're taking from him. Okay. The Torah then require has a chumrah that nonetheless you need 23. Fine. That can apply, the chumrah can apply 23 to the ox. But it doesn't apply to the fine, the money, they have to apply to the individual. We could look at it separately. Okay,
And
so we
what
don't
is the
require.
Gezeiras HaKasuv?
Sorry?
What is the Gezeiras HaKasuv that you need 23 for the to kill
Gamma
the
show
ox?
your mita, I think it is. I think we'll learn about it. We'll learn about it in the coming, in the Gemara. We're gonna get to it. Okay? The Gemara does drashes soon. Okay? Let's continue. Now, this is Halacha Bet. Makot b'shlosha, malchus you with three. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel says actually got it with three b'shalosh. It had to be baked in front of 23. Okay, different. Korbaneh says once the first shit the Chachamim understand is shvatum is judged. That's a minimum shvat, plural is two, therefore it's three. Kind of beit shakul, and he's and Rabbi Shmuel understands that malchut stands in place of mita in this thing. Meaning, if someone you went against the word of Hashem, you should be killed. Torah is leaning in get malchus. That's an interesting perspective of understanding what Malchus is doing there. Okay, next, Ibur HaChodesh. Now, Ibur HaChodesh, we'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what that's called Chishuv HaIbur. That's when we calculate whether we should Ma'aber the Chodesh or not. Okay, we'll get to, because we talk about, we talk about Kiddush HaChodesh in the past, but we'll discuss in the Gemara. Ibur HaShana V'Shloshah. When it comes to working out whether we need to add an extra month in the year, that's on a beit din of three. Conrad Meir, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Gamliel says, actually, you start with three. And if you don't have, it says, I'll show you, sorry, the pattern. It seems you start with three, then if you get to chamesh notzim v'nodim, you get to five, and then you finish with seven. However, im gamru b'shloshah, mu'uberet. So it sounds like that if is the majority saying no, then you'd stop. If the majority is saying yes, but it's not consensus, then you keep on adding. Until you get to the final seven. So three, five, and seven. Just in a nutshell, just notice the time, so it's going to be faster. Smicha tatskenim, this is referring to not giving smicha, but this is referring to the paralim davar shetzibur, which I think we've also discussed recently. That is the, no, we didn't, it's a different shoe. That is the special bull that is brought by the Sanhedrin if they rule in error regarding a detail of an issur that's punishable with karet, and most of the tzibur follow it. Special bull is brought. And representatives of the Sanhedrin, it seems to be there's three of them, have to do smicha, have to rest their hands on the animal. Because generally, an individual who brings a korban has to do smicha on it, and they're representing the klal. Okay? Silmi arivata egel, this goes back to Masechta Sota, egla arufa, as well, they would also do smicha on the egel before they did the arifa. This is again where someone was killed, and we don't know, found on the roadside dead, we don't know who the murderer was, and the whole procession that happened, or the whole ceremony, if you like, that happened by the river. Okay, we've discussed this. This dead Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda says, actually the Chamesha. Okay, let's continue. Chalitza umiyunim. Chalitza, we know what that is. That's regarding Yevamot, if someone, a man, has passed away without having any children. And the surviving brother is meant to do Yibum and marry, but if he doesn't, the process of Chalitza is performed. And also Miun. Miun here, not Miun, Miun here, it refers to if a minor girl, the father has passed away, and she's married off by her mother or brother. Now that's really marrying off midrabbanan. It's Minotaur doesn't really there's no basis for it, only how the father can do this. However, she can have refused, meaning that's mi'un, she can break out of this arrangement if she likes. That's also done in front of Beit Din of three. Netaravai ravai u'maaser shein, we're talking about she'en damav yudu'im b'shlosha. If you want to do pidyon, netaravai ravai, that's fruit that grows in the fourth year of a tree's life, has much the same din of maaser shein. It has to be taken shlamim in there. However, you can redeem it and take the money there, and ideally bring a korban. And you don't know what the value is, has to be done in front of three. Hekdesh, presumably pidyon hekdesh, as well, in front of three. Arachin hamitaltalin b'shlosha. Here, what's Arachin Taltalin? The Gemara is going to discuss it. Sorry, that's right. Oh, and that's fine. And Rabbi Huda says that next story is Rabbi Huda Omer Achad Mehem Kohen. One has to be a Kohen. By the way, it comes, oh, we'll discuss this when we get tomorrow. Sorry. Ubakarko Tishaba Kohen Adam Vedam Kiyot Sefer. When it comes to redeeming land that's been Hekdesh, you need nine plus a Kohen. And similarly, when you're trying to, if someone says, I want to get the value of your human being, also, it seems 10 people with a coin being one of them. That's what it sounds like. We'll have to discuss when we get to Gemara. Let's continue. Now, for short, if it comes to capital cases, that requires a meeting of 23 judges. Harulva va nirba. If someone has a relationship with an animal, either man or female has a relationship with an animal, that's rova or nirba. That's man having a relationship or woman having a relationship. That needs a meeting of 23. It's also a capital offense. Silvarakte. Because you see, the animal is also being killed here, the isha and the behemah. So the drash here, if I'm not mistaken, it says there's hekesh between them and the ish. That's the hekesh. I'm not sure if that's the source we'll get to when we get to the Gemara. Anyway, shor niska also b'shalosh shema hashoy sakel v'gam ba'alav yumat. So you see here, we've got if a shor is killed, it needs 23 because of the hekesh, the ox should be killed, and also the man should die. Now, there's just as a human being is killed in front of the Beit Din 23, so it requires the ox. That's exactly what we were asking about before, Dov. Okay? Even in that particular case, the owner's not been killed. He gives kofir and afshol, because that's the case of a shor niska. Okay? Kimiat ha-balim, but nonetheless, we do a drash from that pasuk, kimiat ha-balim, ken mitat ha-shor. Next, ha'ari, ha-zev, a lion, a wolf, a dove, a bear, a namer, a leopard, a bardas is a cheetah, not mistaken, yes. A nachash is a snake. All these things that kill an individual, mitatan also, besri v'sholosh. However, Rebbe Eliezer says, no, kol agam la'agram, Zachai says, why do you need a Beit Din? Whoever kills these hazards, zachulatov, well done, should do it. Rebbe Akiva says, ama mitatan, no, they need a Beit Din in 23. The Korban Eder says, the machlok and Rebbe Akiva and the first, and the Tanakama, or the Chachamim, the first year in the Mishnah, is regarding particularly a snake. Okay, let's continue. Makot b'shloshah. This is in the Gemara now. There's a lot to discuss on this Mishnah. Makot. So it says, Reval doesn't understand why makot should need Beit Din of 3. He says it should buy makot b'shloshah. This is kasha. We should have Beit Din of 20 because why? Pamim shemet me makot. Sometimes makot would kill an individual. Verei yesh bo din nefashot. So therefore, there's a din nefashot component to it. Okay. And we learned, we'll miss Hashem, we'll learn when you get to Makot, that is lakava metach yado, that it wouldn't go to galut. Like it seems there is, it has a, let's call it a capital tendency, if you were, towards it. So they say, before you ask, why wouldn't, shouldn't Malkut have a Beit Din of 23? And it's kind of left as a kasha. Next. Bar Kafra Shama Kulam Mahada. He learns, now what's a kulam? This is referring to, importantly, the Ibur HaShana. Where did Rabbi Ishmael get the shita of having three, then five, then seven from? This progression. So he says, you learned this from the following, from Birkat Kohanim. Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, that's 3 words, Mikan Mechim B'Shoshah. Yara Hashem Pa'avalecha V'Yechoneka, that's 5 words, Mikan Shem Nasim V'Non B'Shot Chamesh. Yisa Hashem Pa'avalecha V'Yechoneka, Shalom, that's 7 words. Mikan Gromrim B'Shiva. Nice, so we follow the pot and pattern of Birkat Kohanim. Well, Pnei Moshe, he says here, is that kach tignu shi tosfu b'chol pam lefi shinui lefi hashinui hashinui b'mishna v'yacholu aleim al b'kol birkat hakohanim, that they want to have on them chal, that's associated with the birkat hakohanim, because in the process of Ibur Shana they want to have the bracha birkat hakohanim. That's what it seems to be, the association there, the pattern there. Okay. Let's continue. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no, Shama Kula Mahadi, let's for the following. Now, this unfortunately here refers to the Churban HaBayit and the various people that were taken and captive by Nebuzaradan to Eretz Israel. It says, Vikach Rav Tava Tavachim, that's him, Et Roshash Romei Asaf, and this is talking about different important people that were part of the king's count court, if you like. Those who saw the face of the king, that's five. There was also seven. Okay, so the three, five, and seven you're taking from the various malachim, or the heavenly court's entourage. Now, why do we? What's association there for Ibur Shana? And I saw back in, actually look up in the Gemara, it says Ibur Shana mitachsetzim malchus shamayim. Ibur Shana is a very it's very important. It's part of the Malchus Shemaim, if you like, and therefore it makes sense that you would noheg like what is considered a regal or an important procession that we understand in this world, and apply it to a matter that's so important in Shemaim. That's kind of the association 3, 5, and 7. According to that shita, yeah. Which, that, remember, that's only the Kodesh Shid Rav Shimon. Let's continue. Amar Rav Yonatan, Michal Sanhedrin Gadolash Kol Yisrael. He says you can actually learn from the Pasuk that the of the what this big Sanhedrin is. Because the assumption is when you learn this these psukim, again from Yirmiyahu, actually there's also Malachim Yirama, they're slightly different. ones we saw before from Malachim, here we're going to see from Yirmiyahu, but they're very similar. There's one difference that's going to make enough coming soon. He said the assumption is that what he took was very important people. So the assumption is these were people that sat in the Sanhedrin. So if you count the people that he took, you get to 70 or 71, and that's how you learn from the. You can see the. It's not the source of it, but you can see the association. You can see that Beit Din of 70 or 71. That says v'kach et. Now this is from Yahu. The previous one was from Malachim. It says v'kach sartachem et Saraya Kohen Harosh v'Tzafania. The so far got two. V'shivah Melech. Now you got to nine. So 2 plus 7 is nine. V'shishim ish me'am ha'aretz. So now you got to shivim chaser echad. So you got to 69 because you have the 9 plus the 60. Minayla kach saris echad. So there's one saris. We'll explain what the term saris is in a moment. Hare shivim. That's you got to 70. That's the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, if I'm not mistaken. So how Tani Tani actually get to 71? Why? V'kach rava tami et shloshash rame asaf. So this is from another passage. This is actually from Malachim. So rather than learning from the pasuk that said it's Saraya Kohen Arosh VeTzafania, which is only two people, our starting point is actually the Shloshashram itself. That's where we get the extra one. And it says Visham Repna Melech, same as we did before. Vishima Ishma Aretz Mina Ir Umina Ira Kachsar. That's you get to 71. Yeah, fair. It says Velama Koriu Saris. Why is that person referred to as a Saris? Saris usually means like a eunuch or something. No, I understand Shemesareset Halacha. He was able to literally cut or like scrutinize in halacha. Let's call it that. Okay. Now, katov echad omer chamesh, v'katov echad amar shiva. So, if you remember, we saw the different psukim. Chamesh anshei morah pe'alech. We got shiva and anshei morah pe'amelech. So, how do we ask the psukim? That is to get us to the who the extra two above the Sanhedrin. Those are the shnei sofrei hadayan. Those are the two scribes of the dayan that wrote that verse to not of which we'll learn about still in this mesecta. Okay. The Gemara now says, Lake. We reference to Ibur HaChodesh. It says, "Late, you don't need Chachamim for Ibur HaChodesh. What do you need Ibur HaChodesh for? You don't Mekadesh the Chodesh. Ibur HaChodesh happens on its own if they don't turn up. So it must be Kiddush HaChodesh." However, Shmuel says, "No, ain't Kiddush HaChodesh." He says, "No, it's that's not the case. Ain't Kiddush Ela Pachot Mishto Asara." So he understands that Ibur HaChodesh, not talking about being Ma'aber the Chodesh, it's the Chishuv, the calculations. Like I show you in the Marafulda, he says, on the Mishnah, Hainu Chishuv di Ibur LaChashev Im Ya'avruhu. Because if you remember, back in Masechta Torah, we talked about the Chachamim had the capacity to manipulate if they needed to. So that Chishuv, that was done with three. If you ask him about Kiddush HaChodesh, no. Kiddush HaChodesh wasn't one with three. You had to do no less than 10. Why do you need 10 for Kiddush HaChodesh? Because the Pnei Moshe says you lefersume milta to mefarsim to publicize it. Okay, so it needs to be done with a bigger fanfare, a bigger show. Let's continue. The Gemara asks, Chaverim ma'oli kanes likudosh chodesh? Can Chaverim, meaning people that aren't on the Sanhedrin according to Pnei Moshe, meaning they have smicha, they're big rabbanim, but they're on the Sanhedrin, can they likanes to the Kiddush HaChodesh? So Amar Rabbi Shaya, Chaver Havina. I was a chaver. Va'ali Reb Shimon bar Rav Yitzchak leKedusha Chodesh. He allowed me to come into Kedusha. V'leini yada im salak mi'minyan im lo. I don't know if I was part of the minyan or not. Gemara says pshita dola salak. Obviously, you weren't part of the minyan. Lama begin to have a chetna. You're a son-in-law. They're related. So you can't relatives on a Beit Din doesn't work. So oh no, the Gemara says no. Obviously, it wasn't counted. But the question was, I'm not sure why I wasn't counted. Why I wasn't counted because I was related and therefore couldn't be part of it. Or mishum she'ein chaverim, or because only consider chaver and chaverim nechzen lekedusha chodesh. So that's effectively stating the question again. Amar Rav Kahana, chaver avina al zechaver va'ayel Rav Tanchum bar chia lekedusha chodesh v'sal salkit miminyana. That I was actually part of the minyan there, and I was only a chaver, and Rav Tanchum let me come in. Had amar shechaverim nechasim lekedusha chodesh. Okay, so now we know chaverim can be part of lekedusha chodesh. What about ibur hashana? So chaver maushi nichna likanes li broshana. That's when you're trying to work out that they were trying to work out whether that year needs to add an extra adar. So in that situation, Shimin Hanukkah learned from the following. The Rambam Gamliel says, I want seven Zkenim to come into the Aliyah. The Nichnasu Shmona, and actually eight came up. Amar mi ushi, who came up uninvited? Amar Shmuel HaKatan, famous story by Shmuel HaKatan. He got up and says, Al Raglav says, Amar ani aliti shlubashl. I'm the one. He didn't want to embarrass the individual who snuck in. And he said, Halacha nitzvicha li, I had a question. Halacha v'nichnas yishlubashl, I just came to ask a question. Amar lo Rabbein Gamliel, Oma el dadamel shakol yisrael yodim she'ilu ayu shnayim amarti she'atach, amar, therefore amarti she'atach achad mehem. So what's this mean? Korban says sheinach shenitoru velo ayu mishiva shivim zakenim. If you remember, they took two from each sheva to decide who was going to be on this Sanhedrin, if you like, in the times of in, when they were in the Midbar, and they did a lottery and two missed out, because if you take from each sheva evenly, splits up 72, like yeah, six from each sheva, you get to 72, and you only need 70, so two missed out. And who were the two? They were Eldad and Medad. And it says, "Vafilu achi lo yatzu chutz l'oil." They never left the oil. Shelo ratza Moshe lomar lahem sheyatzu chutz mipnei kvodam, because he didn't want to tell them to go out because of their kavod. Shamati shatati echad min amoyim pshita shelo tered. And ata, and you, this is the continuation that I know for sure that you're one of the seven. Clearly, you don't have to get out of there. Okay, so in other words, so once again, read it as following. Ma Eldad Shkol Yisrael Yodim She Ilu Hen Shnayim. Meaning, Am Yisrael knew that these two weren't included. Nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Don't leave the oil." Amarti, I say, Shata Achamem. I know for sure that you're one of the seven, and therefore you can stay put. He's not kicking him out. Afilukin, nonetheless, it says here, Lo Ibruhu Ba'u Yoma. They didn't even abad the Chodesh that day because someone entered that wasn't meant to be there. It was Shana, sorry. That if legal but merely the right, they soon got talking and learning, if you like, the Ibru Abiyoma the Batra, and then it was the next day they're actually in Ma'aber the thing. But you see quite clearly here that the conclusion of the Sugi, the fact it was Makbid on it, is Ein Chaverim Nichnasim the Ibru Hashana, that Chaverim can't Nichnas when they're doing this whole consideration and calculation when it comes to doing the Ibru Hashana. Okay, Beseder. Kol Tov. Have a good day.